This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The EU met with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba today in Brussels.
I came here with a clear message of Ukraine's commitment to do its homework, to open accession talks, and move towards membership in the EU.
The EU will meet on Thursday and Friday to decide whether to launch membership negotiations with Kyiv. A draft of a potential climate deal at the COP28 summit on Monday offered various options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but stopped short of the full phase-out of fossil fuels that many nations have demanded. Minister of Development and Global Policy Dan Jorgensen.
The fossil era will not end because we don't have any oil or gas or coal left. It will only end if we decide to make conscious political decisions.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said a central benchmark of success for COP28 would be whether it yields a deal to reduce coal, oil, and gas use fast enough to avert disastrous climate change. Israel said it is prepared to fight for months or longer to defeat Gaza's Hamas rulers as its ground offensive intensifies with more airstrikes and artillery fire. Qatar, which has played a key mediating role, says efforts to stop the war and have all of the hostages released will continue, but a willingness to discuss a ceasefire is fading. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities on Monday. This is VOA News. India's Supreme Court upheld on Monday a 2019 decision by the government to revoke special status for the state of Jammu and Kashmir and set a deadline of September 30th next year for local elections. The unanimous order by a panel of five judges declared special status as a temporary constitutional provision that could be revoked. It ordered that Jammu and Kashmir should return to being a state at the earliest opportunity. The attorney for India.
Jammu Kashmir is integral part of India. There cannot be two flags and two constitutions.
The former chief minister of Jammu and Kashmir said the decision was a disappointment. Filipino officials on Monday voiced anger after a supply boat was blasted with a water cannon, surrounded and bumped by a Chinese Coast Guard ship over the weekend in the disputed South China Sea.
We don't need to go down to the level of the Chinese Coast Guard using their water cannon to use it as an offensive weapon and damaging the other vessels. Again, the Coast Guard organizations here in the region has something to do with maritime safety. And with what the China Coast Guard is doing, obviously it doesn't conform with the regional standard of promoting safety.
The Department of Foreign Affairs in Manila has summoned the Chinese ambassador and filed diplomatic protests against Beijing. The UN human rights chief urged countries on Monday to work together to overcome threats to human rights like war and pollution at an event to mark the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
My thoughts go to the millions of people suffering unbearably in the occupied Palestinian territory, notably Gaza and Israel, in Sudan, Ukraine, Myanmar, and so many other places. Famine, oppressive and hateful discrimination, repression and persecution, threats to human rights generated by climate change, pollution, and biodiversity loss.
According to the United Nations, there has never before in the post-war period been so many conflicts around the world, 55 as they count them.
Dua, satu.
The installation of the first track of the East Coast Rail Line, Malaysia's mega rail project, jointly constructed with China, officially began on Monday in Malaysia's Kuantan City. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.